Now, three more observations on the new 25-member European Union from three Europeans. First, Germany. Constanze Stelzenmüller is a security policy scholar and journalist from the German newspaper Die Zeit. She's now at the Wilson Center in Washington, D.C., and as she acknowledges, the 10 new member countries won't immediately have all the privileges of the older ones.
What has happened here is that to protect both the old European economies and the new European economies from the shock of union, we're buffering some of the areas where that shock might be greatest. So, for example, people won't be able to move to older European Union members to work without work permits for the next 7 years. This is because some old EU member countries are afraid of a huge influx of workers.
I've seen charts comparing the living standards and wages of people in the new Europe with the old Europe. The gaps are quite substantial.
The gaps are enormous. However, let's not forget, this is something that we've seen in previous accessions and even in the reunification of Germany. Some of the people coming to join this new bigger Europe are very, very dynamic, and they're very keen on reform. They're very keen on becoming members of Europe, on integrating, and they bring a dynamism to their countries, which might just, as we can see now, make those countries grow faster than the old European countries.
To some in the East, this is a moment of finally being ratified as real Europeans. Is there a similar enthusiasm among Germans to say, at last, the Slovaks and the Estonians are with us in this thing, or is it more standoffish than that?
Well, look, with every EU expansion round, there's been carping, there's been moaning and kvetching. But at the same time, I think we realize that this is the single biggest political event since the fall of the wall. And it is something to celebrate. And I think in the end of the day, when you weigh the costs and the advantages of what is happening tonight, I think for all of us, the old Europeans and the new Europeans, the benefits of the new ones joining us are far, far bigger in the mid and long run than the costs.
Constanze Stelzenmüller of the German newspaper Die Zeit, now a fellow at the Wilson Center in Washington, D.C., thank you very much.
Thank you.
And now we turn to Warsaw, where Marek Ostrowski is foreign editor for the Polish weekly magazine Polityka. Mr. Ostrowski, do you share that judgment that what's happening tonight is the biggest event in Europe since the fall of the Berlin Wall? Is it as big as the end of communism in Poland?
Oh, yes, very much so. We say that it is the biggest event in Poland since we were really baptized. That is, we turned from pagans to Christians.
If, in fact, Poland becomes more and more integrated into the European Union, do you think that Poles will retain a special affection and relationship with the United States that seems to have distinguished them and other East Europeans from, say, many West Europeans nowadays?
Yes, no doubt about that. We are security-minded people. We put more confidence in Americans as people who have this resolve to do things and not only to discuss things, you know. And our originality in the Union is to stress the absolute necessity of maintaining transatlantic links.
Well, tonight at midnight, Poland experiences what you say Poles regard as the biggest change since the country was Christianized.
Yes.
It's going back many centuries.
Many centuries ago. 1,000 years ago.
1,000 years ago. How are Poles going to celebrate this dramatic change in their status?
There will be immediate festivities, concerts, fireworks. There is a certain joy, and people feel appropriate to show off this joy to others.
Mr. Ostrowski, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Marek Ostrowski is foreign editor of the Polish weekly Politica. He spoke to us from Warsaw. And now we're going to move a little bit farther east to Vilnius, Lithuania, where Alexandras Matonis is deputy editor-in-chief for political affairs of the Baltic News Service, BNS. Mr. Matonis, what's planned in the way of celebrations tonight in Lithuania?
Well, actually, it's a really celebration night. I'm in the capital, Vilnius, now, where the main event is let's make the country the brightest one in the Europe. At a certain hour, all Lithuanians are encouraged to switch on as much lights as they can, including their cars, flashlights, just to start fires in their yards if they can.
You're not concerned about risking a gigantic blackout from all of this, are you?
Actually, we've been concerned, and we've been talking to many energy specialists, but they say that's all right, though I'm not sure myself.
Are those celebrations tinged with some resentment that Lithuanians won't be able right away, along with many other East Europeans, to go work wherever they want to work in the European Union?
Yes, but meanwhile, some of the nations, including Great Britain, are opening their labor markets for workforce from Lithuania, and we expect at least 200,000 people to leave country in the upcoming several years in order to work. Some people in Lithuania here are a little bit nervous about brain drain. I would contradict that view. Investments would come to Lithuania as well. So there is a lot of motivation for professionals to stay at home.
The big idea animating, before it was the European Union or even the European community, the common market, the coal and steel community, was to prevent there ever being another world war, to get past the age of nationalism and continental conflict in Europe. Do you think that at a moment like this, Europe is leaving all that behind? Or is there still an ever-present threat that the continent could degenerate into the kind of conflict that dominated the last century?
Well, I think conflicts may come from instable places, as the countries of former Yugoslavia. And they provide home for lots of international terrorism and spread of organized crime, drug trafficking, prostitution. So it's social instability, it's political instability which threatens Europe, but this comes from the outside. That's my opinion.
Mr. Matonis, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much. Wish you good luck.
Alexandras Matonis of the Baltic News Service in Vilnius, Lithuania. We also spoke with Marek Ostrowski of the Polish magazine Politica in Warsaw, and we heard from Konstanze Stelzenmüller of Die Zeit, the German weekly. We spoke with all three about tonight's development, the expansion of the European Union from 15 to 25 members.